So if we could begin by indicating who's on the call. This is Janice Lane, your Pacifica affiliate representative.
Sandham Kaufman in KPFK Los Angeles.
KPFK. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Janice Cobrin, KPFA.
And Lydia Berzon, KPFK.
Richard, are you muted?
I'm muted. I'm here.
Okay, and Jose Fuentes, you are still here, I would imagine.
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Thank you. So,
Richard, for the stream, would you give your name and station? You for me?
Richard?
What?
Could you give your full name and your affiliation, please, for the stream?
Richard, use it on KPFT.
Thank you so much.
What about Jim?
Jim Brown, could you please give your full name and your affiliation for the stream?
Is he on the call?
He was a moment ago. If you're muted, it's #1, I believe.
Jim Brown, WPFW.
Thank you so much. A proposed agenda was circulated. There was some additional comments from Lydia, for sure. I'm not sure that I received additional comments from others. I'd like to ask if there are any, is there a motion to approve the agenda as presented?
This is Kim.
Yes.
Can I request that we read it out loud for the stream, and so we all know what the agenda is?
I'd be happy to do that.
Thank you.
The proposed agenda is in the order that I'm reading. Elect PNB Personnel Committee Chair. Establish 2014 regular meeting date. Review existing executive director job description / what's changed. Hiring practices handout, is it to be used? Overview of previous executive director search process. Search / hiring process, budget and timeline. And at the end, there are approximately 15 minutes available for anything else.
Okay, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, so I think that in the interest of prioritizing, that we should approve the job description so that it can be posted soonest. And that we approve a budget. I assume where the last committee that you served on, Janice, had a current list of where the jobs were posted.
I could address that very briefly and also inform you that I did call the national office as well as Margie Wilkinson to ask for the line item of the 2014 budget that may have been approved for any staff search process. She was not able to find such information, nor was Bernard Duncan. And in light of that, I propose that we would have the discussion and make recommendation back to the Finance Committee and or the Board for approval of a budget.
This is Kim.
Right. I just wanted Yeah, mine is just for the agenda, is just in order of prioritizing, which is to have the working out of the job description, the budget, and where the resumes will go. I think some of the other things can wait for our other meetings. So those are my amendments to the agenda.
Okay. Lydia, I'm afraid that there's one area where I'm afraid I disagree with you. I think it would only take us a moment to establish a regular meeting date so that we can all really work with our calendars in mind. And so I would like to actually have that as well as a committee chair elected. Both of those things should not take more than 10 minutes.
Yes, okay. I wasn't through with that. I didn't mean it in before the election of a chair. I think we should elect a chair. I think we should elect a secretary. I think there won't be anybody else running, but nevertheless. But the meeting dates, I think we should wait, because if we don't finish the job description or we don't finish some of the pressing items, we may have to meet sooner rather than later. So I would recommend that we have a time certain to pick those dates before we adjourn for sure, but not necessarily at the front of it because we won't know.
Well, Janet K.
And then Kim.
Janet, then Kim, and then myself.
Yeah, so at least we could establish the next meeting date. And then if we have time, or depending on what happens this meeting, we could establish a regular meeting time. So could we just right away establish the next meeting date?
Okay, Kimmy, next.
Yes, I agree. Let's establish a regular date, grab it while, you know, there's still something on KPFTX, and then if we want extra meetings, we'll have extra meetings. And as for the payment for the ED, I actually believe that because Crumshaw was doing it, it went through KPFK. I forget exactly.
That's correct.
Yeah, so I can find that from last year's financials. And maybe not by the end of this meeting, but you know, I'm pretty sure I know where to look.
And I can tell you what I recall was budgeted in the last process as well. So may I ask if we are in some general agreement with this proposed agenda as I'm about to read it?
I move to approve it.
Is there a second?
This is Lydia. I just want to know, were any of the things that I moved up in that order?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Second approval.
And who's that second? Thank you. So Kim made a motion. Richard approved. Is there any objection?
Yes. Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Okay.
Here, the order.
I can repeat the order as I've heard it discussed. It would be one, to elect the PNB Personnel Committee Chair, to establish the next one or two meeting dates, three, review the existing job description, four, establish a budget for the process, and if there is additional time remaining, to review the ED search process and potentially look at the hiring practices and out, though I can honestly say I didn't hear anyone jumping for joy with that possibility. So that would be next to last on the agenda.
This is Kim. I have no objection to that, Janice. I have no objection to looking at them.
Okay. Well, in the order of priority, as I've heard it, Jose, it's the Personnel Committee Chair, establish the next one or two meeting dates, review the existing job description, and establishing a budget for the hiring process.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yes, I had requested the secretary appointment. I mean,
you
need to find that right after the chair, and also where the resumes will be sent if we're fortunate enough to get everything passed on Thursday. We'll be ready to go. So,
I think that is consumed or assumed within the search and hiring process and budget. I assume that to be part of the process, Lydia.
Okay, well, I just wanted it to be covered tonight so we can get those priority things passed on Thursday. Thank you.
We'll do our best to get as much done.
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Yes, yes.
So I disagree with the fourth item of budget for the executive director position, as that is not in our purview. That is a financial committee.
This is
decision, a suggestion, and the personnel committee is not a standing committee of the bylaws. It is something, a creature created by the PMB, and I have not seen anything by the PMB that created the personnel committee, granting the personnel committee jurisdiction over any financial suggestions.
This is Kim.
Thank you. Kim and then myself.
This is the budget for placing ads for to get resumes. That's what the budget is.
And Jose, maybe you came in a little bit late. I'm not sure. At the beginning of this discussion, it was reported by myself that I did seek to find out what in the 24 national office budget was approved for a search / hiring process, and I was informed by two individuals, Margie and Bernard, that they could not identify such a process. Therefore, the recommendation was that we present back to the appropriate committee the possible cost and have it approved per the machinations of the organization.
This is Kim.
And this is Lydia.
Kim and Lydia. And let me remind you, it's 7:51. We've spent approximately 18 minutes on the budget. Sorry, on the agenda.
Budgets for two other searches at KPFK were roughly $1,500. So this will be about $1,500, maybe a little bit more, because some of the places you want to place ads are more corporate type places as opposed to, you know, free things. So I would say the budget, you know, we can discuss it, but it's going to be about $1,500 to $2,000.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Yes, Janet, and then we will come back.
Can we finalize or the agenda?
Is there a motion
discussing
to approve
discussing the agenda item?
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, I think the issue is the appropriateness of this committee dealing with this. I think that was Jose Luis's question. And that was all committees are advisory, and this will simply be a recommendation to the PMB as the Finance Committee would be, and this is how it's always been handled. So,
maybe I'm not articulating very well, or maybe I just haven't had much sleep. I did my best to say the same thing that you just said, which is this committee can make a recommendation and move it forward to the appropriate committee or body. I don't see any objection to spending an additional 5 minutes at most to ensure that we are all in. Able get input on the item that would be within up to